Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is I. It is me. And sorry about that. I had my my microphone on mute. So if you missed the first couple of seconds, I apologize. Today is November 1st. It is actually only 20-something days until Thanksgiving and less than 2 months for Christmas. And I'm excited about that. But anyway, so my show's only going to be 30 minutes. And as I said before, it's a venting show. So if you guys don't want to listen to me vent, then, hey, I understand, you know, no harm, no foul. But anyway, let me explain to you what happened today. So as the title says, I feel violated, and I put violated all in caps because that's just how I feel. So this morning my husband got up, and he was going to go to the office and, you know, do his thing or whatever to go to work, and he decided he was going to take his motorcycle with him. So I get a call, which normally is a rule. I kind of go to sleep after he leaves, but this morning I wasn't asleep. So I get a call from him on one of our on the home phone, and basically I never even answered the home phone. This is the first time I ever answered it. So I was like, "What the hell's going on?" So I come to find out our motorcycle was stolen, and I'm so right now just like feeling violated and angry and pissed off, because it just makes me just heartbroken that something I basically bought for him, that someone would just come and just take it. He parked it on the street, and which is, he doesn't normally park it on the street, so he parked it on the street, and next thing we know, it was gone. He is basically, head is just someplace else right now. I'm really, really pissed right now. And the reason why I'm so pissed is because we work hard for everything we have. And then to have someone come along and just take it, it just angers me to no end. I'm sure you guys are probably the same way, because if you purchase something, you put your money, your time, I mean, it is not even the cost of the motorcycle, which it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't even the cost of the motorcycle. It could have been anything. The fact that I paid for it, the fact that it's mine, and the fact that someone had the balls, the audacity, the gall to take it just burns me up. It just really, really does. I remember when I was about, I think it was like 20, maybe 19 or 20, I had bought an Impala. Beautiful Impala. It was like a old model Impala, because Impalas, I'm not really into cars like that. I'm into old school cars. I really, really am. If you ask my dad, Terrence Christensen, he'll tell you I love the old school cars. I love them. So I bought the Impala. I bought it for little or nothing, because it was an elderly dude, and he just didn't want the car anymore. And he had, you know, he had it there, and I honestly paid maybe about $500, $600 for it. And I did not realize the value and the worth of it. And I'm sure he didn't either. Maybe he did and he didn't care. But I had the car, and my friend kept saying, you know, girl, hey, this car is worth a lot of money. It's a beautiful car. You need to go ahead, get insurance on it, you know, get a alarm on it. And I'm not thinking in those lines. I'm not thinking of getting an alarm. I'm thinking of getting insurance, because I'm thinking it's an old car. Who the hell going to steal it? You know, like I said, it wasn't comprehending to me that somebody would actually steal my car that was, I think it was made in the 70s or whatever. But anyway, I came out one morning and it was gone. It was gone. Just bye-bye. You know, at that time, I never had anything. Well, that's not true. I never had a car stolen from me before. But it's a feeling of feeling like someone's invading in your space, invading in your privacy, and taking something away from you that you have earned and that you have worked hard for. The first time I think I've ever experienced something being taken from us, or from us meaning my family, is that when we were, I was in high school, and my friend, her name was Renee Michelle, and Renee Michelle and I were really, really close. We really, really were, at least I thought. And she had got with this guy, and he was, you know, a bad boy. But at that time, I'm not going to lie, we both liked bad boys, but he was like a really bad boy. So my mom and I and my siblings went away for, I think, for the weekend. And when we got back, now, Renee didn't go with us. She stayed, you know, she was living with us at the time, but she was staying supposedly with her parents at the time we went away for the weekend. And when we got back, it was like somebody had ransacked our house. Our TVs were gone. Stereo was gone. You know, different things was gone. And I just couldn't believe my music was gone. I was so heartbroken. That's the first time I've ever experienced something happen to me where I felt violated. Now, mind you, I didn't work for all of those things. My mom did. My mom and my stepfather worked for all those things. So it was a violation of them because they had worked hard for these things. And I just couldn't figure out who came in, who stole, because it looked like someone broke in. Anyway, I'm looking around, you know, and I couldn't. She came over like, oh, somebody robbed us. Oh, my God. Because like I said, she was staying with us, so she was freaking out. So she was like, is everything here? So I'm looking around like, you know, I don't know. I skipped my leather coat. We both had leather coats just alike. My leather coat was gone and hers was still there, but I didn't see it. So I'm looking around like, oh, my God, our leather coats are gone. Her whole demeanor, she says, what do you mean my leather coat is gone? There's no way my leather coat's gone. And she came in and she went right to the leather coat. And you know how you get a feeling that you know someone's done something, but you can't prove it? So my heart's kind of dropped a little bit because I'm thinking, how does she know where to go directly to go to that leather? Because I couldn't find it. And when I say they went through everything, and the funny part about it is we had one television. It was a really small TV, and it really didn't work really well. And they didn't touch that television. And I always wondered why. But anyway, long story short, I went to her house about maybe a month later because she had moved back in with her mom and everything. And when she went to the other room, she went to the, I forgot which room she went to. I don't want to lie and say whatever. But anyway, I was sitting there and something caught my eye in her closet. So I stood up and I walked towards it. And lo and behold, my music and my mom's LPs were there. Now, you know, my mom was old school and she kept a lot of her, you know, her big 12 inch records or whatever you call them. They were inside of a box inside of her room. And I didn't know whether I should confront her or whether I should just let it go. I felt kind of conflicted because this girl had been my friend, not for a long, long time, but she had been my friend. You know, we trust each other. So I thought we're different. You know how girls are. You get together, you talk about boys, you talk about this and talk about that. And I really thought that we were close. So I sat down and I contemplated, should I confront her about it? Should I leave it alone? Or should I just ignore it? And I knew they were ours because my mom, like I said, she has, you know, she had like all the old school, like Stevie Wonder, Isley Brothers, and just different, you know, things she had in her little collection. Because my mom loved music. She loved music. So I didn't know if I should say something or if I should let it go or what have you. So me, the person that I am at that time, I decided, you know what, I'm going to let it go because I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back and rob this bitch for my shit. That's exactly what I thought. That's exactly how I felt. So when I felt bad about it in a way because I know this is in her parents' house, but I didn't want anything else in there. Only thing I wanted was my mom's collection. That was my major thing. So I'm not going to lie. I broke in. I took my mom's collection, and my mom was all, she said, where did you, I never told my mom where I found it. I never told her where it was. I never told her because I felt like I didn't want my mom to know that a person I brought in our home being my friend, because that's how I felt. Like, hey, you know, I brought her in my home. It's my friend. My mom was really against it, but she, you know, basically Renee Michelle, her and her parents got into it. So she moved in with us for a little while, and it was like maybe 2 or 3 months. And I never would have ever thought that someone that I felt so close to and had a love for, I mean, I loved her like a sister, that would do something like that to me. So it just angers me that people don't care. They don't care that you work hard. They don't care that, you know, that you have slaved your ass. I mean, when I always count things as hours. Like if I let somebody borrow money, I count and think, how many hours was that at me at work? Now, I know maybe that's petty. I don't give a damn. That's true. I always go, how many hours did I work for you to get that? You know what I'm saying? If I loan you, say, $50, how many hours did I work to get that 50? How many hours was I on the phone dealing with crazy people? How many hours was I having to be belittled or talk shit to? I'm giving you $50. Now, I know, like, you guys may go, God, you know, really, that's a little petty. No, it's not, because you have to, your value is how you work. So for me to give you 50, even $20, that's an hour of me working. So therefore, yeah, it means a lot to me to get, it should mean a lot to you if I'm loaning you money, because the thing is that that's money, time that I put into a job that you're not working for. I'm working for that job. I'm the one that's going through all the BS at that job. So it angers me. It just pisses me off. Like I told you guys, this is going to be a venting session, and I am venting. That's why I'm only going to do 30 minutes, because I know you guys are probably going, really? It just hurts me that something that I basically, you know, paid for my baby, and it's gone. You know, I could tell a look on his face. My man's a really strong-willed man, and he's not the type of person that breaks down. But I could see in his face where it really hurt him. And I think it hurt him more so is because I purchased it from, you know, for him. And I think that's what hurt him more than anything, the fact that I purchased it and the first, you know, the fact that I did this for him. It just pisses me off to no end. It just really, really does. Anyway, I'm going to take a really quick break, and I'll be back.
Aloha, it's your boy Diverse Official, and you're now listening to Samaz Sugar on Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you feel insecure. Trust me, babe, I understand.
Straight up, for real.
Even with no manicure, just know that I'd still hold your hand.
You look so good when you walk by. Sexy comes in every size. Keep wearing that. You ain't playing. You got yourself a new man. That's Kanye's workout plan. I call that baby fat.
Baby fat.
But your show look good to me, I think.
You're so beautiful. Give up what I show.
Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Shake it fast. It's yours.
How much you pay for it?
I say you're so beautiful.
Hello, everybody. I needed to play something upbeat because I was really, like, I'm sure I was bringing you guys down, and I apologize for that. But, again, it's just, oh, I'm even breathing heavy and hard because I'm just so angry with just, you know. And the thing is that when he went to go report it to the police, they said, oh, well, from what we see, it was two other ones that were actually stolen today as well. Like, who, like my friend Bree said, who gives a shit about somebody else's bike? I don't know whether he thought that I was going to make my, you know, my husband go, oh, wow, really? So there were more bikes stolen. So, okay, I guess I shouldn't feel as bad as I do because somebody else shit got stolen too. It's like, seriously? Seriously. You know, I get it. Maybe he was saying it just as a, you know, oh, wow, or oh, this is what's going on or whatever. But nobody wants to hear that when, you know, and the thing is that I kind of know, and so does my boo, that it's probably gone. There's no, you know, motorcycles are a lot more easier to get rid of as far as their parts and everything than it is with a car. Thing he had said that he was going to go ahead and put a tracker on it, and we just never put it on. He was gonna do it for Christmas, and I told him, I said, you know, we should have did a tracker. But no one ever thinks that your stuff's going to be stolen. You don't think in that mindset. At least I don't think in that mindset. I never think that someone's going to come and take something that belongs to me. I never ever think that. I don't put myself in that frame of mind because I don't want to feel violated like I am now. But now, you know what you have to do. You have to, you know, you have to be mindful of everything nowadays because people, they don't care. They don't care. They'll take anything they can from you. And it's just sad that it's like that. It really, really is. I remember, and I'm not going to mention who, but I had just got my paycheck. And I had just gotten my tax return. And this was years ago. And a family member, while I was asleep, took my whole paycheck and my tax return. And this was supposed to be for me to move into my own place. You know, they left me, and I kid you not, with $7 and change. And I had, goodness, close to 3 G's because I was going to move. I was living with my mom. I was going to move into my own place. And that absolutely broke my heart. Think about waking up in your own home or in your mom's home, waking up from a sound sleep and to see your purse wide open and to basically kind of go, why is my purse open? Because I didn't put two and two together at the time. So I sit up real quick and, why is my purse open? You know, when you wake up, you see that. So I went through and I had the money for my my tax return in the envelope. And my check from my job was in my wallet. The wallet was there. The wallet was open. Money was gone in the envelope. Everything was gone. And I did not know how to react to that because my first thought was, you know, somebody actually broke into the house while I was asleep. You know, did they pass everybody else in the house to get to my bedroom? So my common sense told me it was somebody in my family that did it. You know, and that I think hurts more than anything is because your family can be the most rotten, screwed up, shit-faced. Not everybody's family, and truly not all of my family, but honestly, it can happen. And it can happen in the so-called best of families. But hey, it you know, that was years ago, and I swore, you know, I forgave the person for it because what's the point in carrying something like that? But yeah, all my funds gone, bye-bye. You know, my whole tax check, you know, my whole funds of me working. I think about that's me working 80 hours now, 80 hours, and it's all gone. And who am I going to report it to? You know, I could go to the police and go, hey, you know what? One of my family members stole my money. I'm like, okay, and, you know, what can I do? I can't do anything about that. But only thing, the reason why I think I'm venting and telling you guys is just be really, really careful, really, really mindful. I know sometimes things can't be helped, and sometimes, you know, you things will come up, you'll be violated, you can't really do anything about it, but just be mindful, like everything. You know, I remember once, and this was so petty. My grandmother had this, she had just gotten this big mirror. Well, not big, but one side was, you know how you got those mirrors that are round and one side make your face look like it's huge and about to burst, and then the other side of it is just normal. So I remember her getting it, and I remember this to this day, and she got it, and my cousin came over. Now, you guys, before you start, my family's not a family of thieves. I swear to God they're not. But one of my cousins came over, and she sat down. We talked or whatever. And once she left, my grandmother was looking for the mirror. And she sit there and say, I'll be dang, because my grandma didn't curse. She said, I'll be dang. I'm not going to mention so-and-so took my mirror. And I'm like, no, Graham, there's no way that she would have taken your mirror. She's not like that. So my mind was that, okay, she never, maybe the girl didn't put the mirror in the bag or whatever. But my grandma swore that she took that mirror. So every time she would come over, and if she would get up and walk somewhere, my grandma would politely get up and walk right behind her. She's going to the bathroom. Yeah, I'm walking behind you just to make sure. She, of course, made excuses. The reason why she was following her, but that was the reason she was following her, because she no longer trusted her. She no longer trusted the fact that, you know, what she has wouldn't be taken. But it is what it is. You know, I'm heartbroken. You know, I feel violated. You know, I don't know. You know, if we're going to get the bike back, I doubt it. You know, I'm sure the motorcycle is long gone or whatever. If I do get it back, I'll definitely let you guys know. But at this point, I don't see it happening. I just really don't. And I thank you guys for letting me vent. If you're listening, thank you for letting me vent, because I don't like to, I try to keep myself, not to think negative, but here lately with everything that's going on, you know, this was just one more, you know, thing on my lap that I just didn't need. You know, I don't know if you guys know, I think I talked about this last year, that I have visual migraines, and I had stopped having them. And then this morning, as soon as I heard that they came, it was coming back again, I had to like regroup myself and think about something else and not go through that. But I will be talking about this in an upcoming show about anxiety and migraines and everything that I was going through at that time. And, you know, it's just that any little thing can just put you to the edge. Any little thing can just set you over and just set your mind where you can't even think. And this right here was really, it was something unexpected. It was something that we don't need right now. You know, we just don't need it, but it is, you know, it is what it is. You know, normally it's real, like I said, I don't even answer our home phone because it's just there. It's never even plugged. I don't even give anybody the number because everybody that calls that phone is normally calling. It's normally somebody that we don't want to talk to or whatever. So anyway, thank you guys for joining me. I know you could be anywhere in the virtual world. You decided to listen to me. Again, you guys, just, you know, stay focused. Make sure that you know, you keep yourself to the point where you're vigilant and you know what your surroundings are, because, you know, people, especially when it starts getting close to Christmas, people get desperate, you know, and even those who get desperate, you know, to think this, that, you know, two other motorcycles, and there's no telling how many more by the time that he left and whatever, because we honestly thought that maybe it was impounded. Maybe he was looking on the streets and see, you know, well, hey, you know, was I not supposed to park at this time? Because that was the first thought, you know what, maybe I wasn't supposed to park over here or what have you, or did I put it in the red zone by accident, didn't realize it, but it is what it is. And again, I'll let you guys know if they do find it, and I doubt it. I doubt it. I hate to be so negative, but I doubt it. I really doubt that they'll find it. Anyway, again, thank you guys. And as always, be kind to each other. Mwah. Sugar kisses. Bye.
Georgia, man. We'll be right back.